Last week on Code Live, special guest John Daniel and I took an existing codebase of Apex code and converted it to a DX unlock package. Unable to join us? That's okay, the recording is available here. If you're more of a reader than a viewer, don't fear, this post covers the highlights. John M. Daniel, Salesforce developer. Our general use case was to take an existing bit of code, in this case Apex promises, and convert the old metadata style repository to a source tracking style. We also configured the repository to build an unlock package. This takes a handful of easy steps, most of which we demonstrated live. Let's dive into exactly how this is done. Greater than Kevin's top tip, you can always append a hflag to any sfdx command to see what command line params it accepts. The steps. 1. Create a new project, either with the versus code extensions or the CLI with sfdx force project create project name my awesome project. 2. Import your code. On the live stream we created new classes and copy slash pasted our code it. That makes sense, when you're talking about a grand total of 3 classes. If your codebase is larger, though, you can use the handy metadata API conversion tools built into SFDX. Use SFDX force mapi convert h for more information on how to use it. 3. At this point in our episode we made an entirely optional change to our codebase to separate our test classes from our regular classes. The key to remember is this: any and all folders underneath the folder you specify in the sfdxproject.json files package directory slash path key will be included in your package. 4. Next we needed to create a package. This command is only available via the command line. For our use case the command was, sfdx force package create and apex promises t unlock d use the promise pattern and apex our force app e those command line options like n allow us to pass in our package name, etc. Use h to see the full list of options available. 5. Next we created a package version using sfdx force package version create p apex promises cw30x note the cw30 and x flags. They calculate the code coverage c, wait up to 30 minutes, w and bypass the requirement of a package password, x6. At this point, we have a package we can install using sfdx force package install p package it. However, this package is only available in staging environments. 7. To make our package available to production orgs we need to take one last step, promoting. To do this we used sfdx force package version promote p package it. Want to learn more about unlocked packages? Check out this Trailhead Quick Start, Unlock Packages, or watch the Code Live episode on demand here. And of course, you're welcome to install the Apex Promises package using this command, sfdx force package install po4tb0000000 kekpow and start using that wherever you'd like.